With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Some conservative commentators are calling it Joe Biden's Watergate. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says Operation Arctic Frost was a massive Biden Justice Department spy operation surveilling the activities of a host of conservative organizations. Also, cell phone records were subpoenaed. Grassley says it was, his words, the vehicle by which FBI agents and DOJ prosecutors could improperly investigate the entire Republican political apparatus. President Trump returns home from Asia with pledges of $1 trillion worth of investments in the U.S., one of the high watermarks of his overseas trip.
President Donald Trump met face-to-face with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping in South Korea on the final day of Trump's Asia trip. The two leaders met at an air base in the city of Busan and spoke for 1 hour and 40 minutes. This was a chance for both sides to stabilize relations after some rocky months.
Correspondent Tian McLeod-Gee says Beijing agrees to buy American soybeans, loosen restrictions on rare earth exports, and deal with fentanyl production. In return, Mr. Trump will reduce tariffs on Chinese goods. Federal appeals court strikes down a lower judge's attempt to rein in the Border Patrol in Chicago.
Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Sarah Ellis ordered U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Chief Patrol Agent Gregory Bovino to give her daily briefings on immigration operations being conducted in Chicago, an unprecedented bid to impose real-time oversight on the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. But before Bovino's first meeting with Ellis Wednesday, the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals stepped in and blocked her order. The Department of Homeland Security called Ellis's order judicial overreach. The sweeps have resulted in more than 1,800 arrests. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Dow futures down more than 200 points. This is SRN News. Abortion legislation is surging through the Pennsylvania legislature.
A total of 7 bills, each designed to promote abortion and its attendant industry, are under consideration by lawmakers in the Keystone State. One of the measures would allow women to terminate their pregnancies right up to the moment of birth, while another one would shield abortion doctors from legal action. If all or most of the legislation is passed, it would make Pennsylvania one of the most liberal states when it comes to abortion anywhere in the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo has reaffirmed the Catholic Church's commitment to fighting anti-Semitism on the 60th anniversary of a landmark Vatican document that revolutionized the Church's relations with Jews. Speaking from the Vatican yesterday, the Pope acknowledged past misunderstandings but emphasized the Church's gospel-mandated friendship with the Jewish people. This year's anniversary comes amid a surge in anti-Semitism following the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack in Israel. This is SRN News. The Miami Heat says NBA guard Terry Rozier will not receive his salary while on leave due to his arrest on federal gambling charges.
Gamble and you may lose. Take part in an illegal gambling racket that's nationwide and you may lose big. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier will not receive his salary while he's on leave due to his arrest on federal gambling charges. That's pending the resolution of the case. Nor will Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups. He's also been placed on leave by the league. Rozier is accused of conspiring to help associates win bets based on his performance in a game with the Charlotte Hornets. Bob Agner reporting.
Starbucks halted a long sales slide in its fiscal fourth quarter as fall drinks and better service brought customers back to its stores. The Seattle-based coffee giant says global same-store sales rose 1% over last year in the July through September period. More details at srnnews.com.